Sí, bien. Y más suave todavía. No penséis tanto. Dejad que el cuerpo os lleve. ¿Vale? Así.
Without a second thought, my body glides gently across the room, swaying to the music. The warm summer air brushes softly against my skin.
Bien, así. Eso es, muy bien, con la cadera.
Cadera? What does that mean again?
Suave.
Never mind, just stay in the flow. Keep the movements fluid.
¿Me entiendes?
No, sí. Sorry, I'm still learning. What does cadera mean again?
Cadera, the hips, my dear. No te preocupes, no hay problema. You can just watch me and imitate my movements. Like this, okay?
The teacher makes every movement look effortless.
Suave.
His hips swing perfectly in time with the music, his body moving like clockwork.
De acuerdo.
I follow his movements with my hips. It's been an eternity since I last felt longing like this inside me. A longing to travel and to dance. A longing for freedom, especially now, since the breakup. This is my first solo trip in years. And here I am, finally, in Seville. That's one item on my bucket list checked off. The second item on that list was a dance class. So why not try one here? The only problem is, I read online that the classes were in English, but now I barely understand a word.
Muy bien, queridos, muy bien. Very good.
With a wide grin, he gives me a wink. The intensity of his gaze does something to me.
Muy bien, entonces, venga, ahora con los brazos, ¿vale? Con expresión. Muy bien, así es. And now with the arms, okay? Do it with more passion.
Just a few weeks ago, I never could have imagined how much I'd enjoy rediscovering my passion and the fire it ignites inside me.
Y un pasito.
But it's really hot in here, even with the open windows.
Más suave.
I watch him attentively, careful not to miss anything. His movements are smooth and fluid, like he's moving through water. A bead of sweat has formed above his mouth. He lifts his t-shirt and wipes it over his lip. And there, I catch a glimpse of his toned stomach and those defined muscles moving gently with every breath he takes.
Yeah.
And that fine line of hair leading into the waistband of his trousers.
Okay. Muévanse despacio. Slowly and gently. Come on.
For a moment, I feel myself getting lost in the image until he lets the hem of his shirt fall back down. He radiates grace and passion, something I always felt was missing with Henry.
Feel every curve of your body and let your energy flow with the music. Did you understand that? Hey.
Huh?
Are you still with us, my dear?
Wait, what? Oh, no. Did I just miss the next instruction? Oh, God, that's embarrassing. It's a good thing he can't read my mind. I quickly copy the movements of the rest of the group, doing my best to keep up. Before long, I settle into the beat, and luckily, I get through the rest of the lesson without any more awkward incidents.
Muy bien. Venga, that's it for today. Muchísimas gracias, señoras y señores. Hey, was that your first class? Did you like it?
Muchísimo. Gracias.
And how about the Spanish? Was that okay for you?
To be honest, It was a little harder than expected, but it was good to watch you.
Oh. Well, thank you.
I think maybe sometimes it's better not to try to understand everything with your head, but instead with your body.
Gracias, chicos. Que tengáis una buena noche.
He's closer now, and the temperature seems to be rising in the room. I should go too, but my feet don't want to start moving just yet.
It's true, what you said. Especially when it comes to flamenco.
He brushes a curl out of his face, and I follow his movements more attentively than I should. I can't deny that his presence makes me nervous. Flamenco?
It's an expression of the fire within us. I have a class on Tuesday. You should drop by.
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, unfortunately, I can't make that. Oh. I'll be gone by then.
Ay, no. Qué pena. No. To leave Sevilla without a little flamenco is a real shame.
The thought of traveling back home is completely at odds with how free I feel here. Maybe that's why I give myself a little push to say, could you teach me? Now?
Yes, of course.
Did I really just... If it weren't for his confident, strong posture, I'd almost believe he was a little intimidated.
Okay. Come here.
His outstretched hand finds mine. Warm and assured, he wraps his fingers around mine like it's the most natural thing in the world. My heart suddenly starts beating faster. It's a warm fluttering that spreads somewhere between my chest and my stomach, like a tiny flame that slowly ignites.
With flamenco, it's not just about the right steps. Flamenco begins here.
He taps his fingers lightly against my sternum, right on that spot where the fire burns within me.
In your chest, in your breathing, in the way you handled the fire inside you.
I try to remain calm, but his fingers start to feel heavier and hotter against my skin. My rapid breathing starts to give me away. The closeness of him makes everything feel smaller. The room, my thoughts, but also the distance between us.
Here, stand right there.
His hand slips away from my sternum and travels gently but firmly down my lower back. He adjusts my posture slightly, making me aware of the tension in my body. That small movement suddenly feels much bigger than it should. It's as if my whole body's been waiting for someone to touch me right there.
See, just like that. I see.
His voice has gotten quieter, almost like he's talking to himself.
And now, start taking slow steps. Slow steps.
I follow his instructions exactly, slowly taking one step after another. He holds his palm gently against my back while my fingers rest in his other hand.
Mm-hmm.
As he looks down at me, I feel his warm breath on my neck. I focus intently on every single step. And at the same time, it feels like every movement happens automatically without me needing to do anything.
Muy bien.
I feel every single one of his touches. His thumbs moving ever so slightly. I sense his gaze on me while mine is fixed straight ahead. There's a rising heat between us that's become impossible to ignore.
No. Don't overthink.
He stops suddenly in the middle of his next step. I pause too, and it occurs to me how close we are. Much too close.
Feel it.
The warmth of his breath caresses my cheek. His gaze falls to my lips, and I know he senses it too. It feels as though the next few seconds pass in slow motion, as though there's enough time to see reason, enough time to turn around and leave, but also enough time to want exactly the opposite.
Tell me if you don't want this.
His hand lifts slowly to my face, tucking a strand of hair behind my ear.
But I really want to kiss you right now.
There it is. That small flicker of desire in me. This isn't a dance anymore, and it's not a game either. This moment is pure and intense, And that's exactly what feels so good. No, I wouldn't mind that at all. A soft, almost surprised look flickers across his eyes before that calm, warm confidence returns.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.